We are so glad you made it a point to join us for the fastest 2 hours in radio at YSR. And tonight we have got an exceptional lineup. We are so delighted to kick off our show with one of the most recognizable names in sports, and that is Lee Steinberg. His moniker is the Super Agent. He is the president, the CEO of Steinberg Sports and Entertainment. And if you haven't heard, he is the newest member of the Yahoo Sports Radio Network. Lee's new show debuted this past Monday night on YSR. Incidentally, take note of this, it airs from 8 to 10 Eastern Time. We want to encourage you to carve out some time on Mondays and go behind closed doors with Lee Steinberg. Lee, congratulations on the show. And I have to tell you, I listened to your entire program on Monday night. I got the ultimate sports fix, all the fabulous interviews with Adam Schefter and Eddie George and Coach June Jones. And I also got a little Johnny Manziel, too. How does it feel to be in the wonderful world of radio?
Well, Yahoo's the best, and so I wanted to be with the best. And I had done two talk radio shows as a host earlier in my life, one up in San Francisco and one in Southern California. And in both cases, my then wife forced my early retirement. And so she's not with me, but the radio show is.
Well, it's got to be pretty cool, too, to get up close and reconnect with so many of your clients and your friends from the past.
Well, it really is. And the interesting thing is we can reach almost anyone in the world of sports because it almost reverses the cycle. So there you have Adam Schefter, who for years and years and years has been relying on me for information.
Uh-huh.
And then I get to interview him. Or a football player or a coach. And so it's role reversal. And the same people who've relied on me for advice or been trying to get information, I now can turn the tables on.
You know, and Lee, there's so many things I personally love about radio, but your show, it is live, and I have to assume that you're going to love the immediacy of the format because you can respond, you can react to the latest sports headlines, and of course, you guys take callers as well.
Well, that's the key. So, for example, we're on Monday night, and there you have Johnny Manziel duking it out with Hoyer, mm-hmm. for who will start. Manziel's probably the hottest single player coming out of the college ranks in terms of name recognition in many years. And you watch it play out live where he is clearly not going to win the starting job, and then he makes an obscene gesture to the bench. And there's so many issues that come up every week. So yesterday they released franchise values for the NFL teams. And here Jerry Jones buys his team back in 1989 for $140 million. And now it's worth $3.2
billion. Wow.
Or Bob Kraft buys his team in 1994 for $175 million. And now it's worth $2.6 billion. So it's unbelievable to see the growth of the economics in sports and to understand that in an economy that is much stressed, where there's high unemployment, underemployment, people are having a very tough time. You take this one area that we operate in, collegiate and professional sports, and oh my God, it's boom time.
Lee Steinberg, the president, the CEO of Steinberg Sports and Entertainment, and also the newest member of the Yahoo Sports Radio family, our network. His new show debuted earlier this week. It is titled Behind Closed Doors. You definitely want to check it out from 8 to 10 Eastern. And, you know, it is interesting, Lee, I think back to our conversation. I believe it was in the month of May. We were highlighting your new book that was released earlier this year, your 40-year career, negotiating record-breaking contracts. But you also shared how you have been at the forefront in helping your clients establish careers after football, requiring them to donate money to their alma mater, their communities. And you were, Lee, one of the first voices in raising awareness about the long-term dangers of concussions. And I'm going to assume, you know, having a two-hour show, I mean, this is a tremendous opportunity, a format for you to educate, to provide knowledge and awareness to some good causes and to help the betterment of others.
Well, absolutely. So we can go into the whole concept of Ray Rice and whether or not two games was a significant enough suspension to really make the NFL clear in its response to domestic violence. And if athletes are the purveyors of domestic violence instead of the people campaigning against it, it sends exactly the wrong message. So the concept is role modeling. You have these larger-than-life figures who are coming into our living rooms in high-def color, and they are role models, whether Charles Barkley would like them to be or not. And so the point is they have an amazing ability to trigger imitative behavior, and they can do it positively or negatively. So let's take bullying. If you're in a high school and bullying's going on, if the athletes are sitting at the top of the matrix and they're the ones pushing the concept that bullying is wrong and real men don't bully, then it makes a real difference. And so they've got the ability to trigger any kind of change and any kind of concept that they want. So to misuse that power is a real waste. And to use it correctly, they can be much more than just athletes.
Is there a particular goal that you have in mind with the show each and every week?
I think that what I'd like to do is take listeners behind the scenes. So, for example, the issue of football in Los Angeles comes up. And why is there not a team there? Well, it happens that I was the co-chair of Save the Rams in 1994, and we fought the good fight to keep St. Louis from getting the team. But here we are 20 years later with no team, and so why is that? Well, you need to have a political leader to get a team. We haven't had that. You need one venue. We haven't had that. You need a public that's at least willing to put a few public dollars. We haven't had that. A supportive press. We haven't had that. So the reality is Los Angeles has not taken any of the steps necessary to attract a team. So you look behind the scenes in each story, or now the next $100 million contract comes out, and people are oohing and aahing. But the reality is that contract has $20 million of guaranteed money, and the rest of it are just salaries that the player probably never even earns. So you can take a new perspective on that. Or people are angry because Ray Rice got a two-game suspension, and here an athlete's caught with marijuana and he gets a four-game suspension, and how is that right? Well, the reality is that the drug policy, substance abuse, is negotiated in a collective bargaining agreement between the players and the owners. That exists independently of any other type of discipline, and they've agreed to it. So those penalties stand alone. So in issue after issue, the key is to try to give listeners a real insight into what's behind the scenes in every single issue or every single event and all the rest. So if you look at Johnny Manziel, the truth of the matter is whoever plays for the Cleveland Browns is going to get roughed up and have a very difficult time. They have two new running backs. They don't have their best wide receiver. They have a line with an excellent left tackle, but not much more. And so the reality is that the fact that you had three players come out a couple years ago, Russell Wilson, Andrew Luck, and RG3, who were very successful as quarterbacks, right away is an aberration. So Johnny Manziel was never going to be that successful, so he's cutting a break by not starting against three teams that would have crushed his confidence and crushed the team's confidence in him. But on the surface, it's, oh my God, he's not starting. Well, in the old days, if we go back 5 years, they wouldn't have thought of starting a quarterback, and the only reason these quarterbacks are starting so quickly is the salary cap demands that if a rookie quarterback has a big cap number, you can't have a talented quarterback in front of him also with a big cap number. So it's not good football development, but it's the way it is today.
Lee Steinberg joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Time for our first commercial break, and we will be right back with much more.